it's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, we're here once again, and we'll be here till, well, noontime, which is about 45 minutes from now. So what are you doing for your fun today? Oh, you're working. Oh, boy. Well, what kind of weather is this good for in sales? Is it good for selling cars? Is it good for selling hard merchandise? Is it good for returning Christmas presents? Oh, what is today good for in the world of business? Maybe people are taking out loans today for various things, for homes and the like. And, yeah, what else? I still have my stock in John Deere that was given to me in 1977 at the Marion County Fair. And it's slowly growing. It didn't for years. It grew by about 50 cents a year. But now it's doing better because John Deere is doing a lot better. John Deere is making more and more industrial geared machinery, you know, as well as farming. Oh, my land. Who ever thought there'd be anything that you use to plow fields with that would cost close to $1 million? But today, to get ahead, you should or could have the treads, you know, like an army tank, because they compact less soil. You can get out there a lot sooner and get things done because, you know, we have some wet years, if you know what I mean, and you have to wait so long to get out there with standard tires. But now these new wide belt traction like tanks can get out there a lot sooner. But they are a lot more expensive than a tractor with regular tires. But anyhow, it seems like in Marion County, we at one time in Marion County had more four-wheel drive, large tractors than any other place in the country. And, it was really something to see. And then, I guess that went on for a long time, and it became kind of a standard thing, you know, the way tractors run. But now, the big high-class item would be the tractor with the treads, and that can move across the field. The only thing is, I would think that when those tractors come down the road, they're going to wear that rubber down on those treads. I don't know if that happens much, but those treads alone would cost many thousands of dollars, so they'd have to be kind of careful. But the cost of farming today is so much higher than it ever was. The land is much. I can remember when in 1970 we had a big surge of land buying at $2,500 an acre. And a lot of guys said, well, you can't make any money at $2,500 an acre. It takes you too long just to pay for the land. Well, that happened to some farmers, and that's why more land developed, because it had to be sold off. You couldn't afford it. And now, speaking of affording land, oh, my goodness. But like they always say, they're not making any more land. So you got to make good use of what there is out there and pay the price. Okay, so what are you all doing today? I was trying to think, too. The island that was once named Strontium, what's its name today? Now, it's a small island. Strontium, it was originally called. All right, and then we had Glacial Island, Starve Island, and Buckeye Island. But how many different varieties of grapes did we grow and are still growing? Probably not all the same variety that we had back in the 1800s. But there's like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a lot of different varieties are growing yet on Lake Erie, especially South Bass Island. Have you ever rented a golf cart on South Bass and drove around some of those side roads and to see all the grapes that are growing there? And, of course, now land is worth so much that grapes might not be the best thing for that land. It might be real estate. And they might want to sell. But yet, like Heinemann Winery, they have thousands and thousands of gallons of different varieties are produced every year up there. And they have a big tourist business. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Heinemann Winery. And I guess the only place you can get it is up there. And they grow, I don't know how many different varieties of grapes to produce what they've got. Okay. And then you find different places. There's one, Crystal Caves, there on Lake Erie. And they have that water thing, a trough, where they put rocks with, a little bit of glitter in them. Not necessarily valuable rocks, but to kids, they are valuable. And so the kids sort through, they have this water running down the wooden trough, and then they put stone in there, and the stone moves along, and the kids stand there picking out stones that look pretty to them and put them in a little sack. That's after they pay the fee to do that. And those things have developed around the country, here and there. Now, another place on the, the road, the road that goes to Lakeside, on the west, south part of that road, going to Lakeside, I don't know if it's still there or not, but I remember it, this attraction for tourists being built there. It was called Mystery Hill. And at points, you could walk into Mystery Hill, and it would look like you're going down or going up and really were level. It had all kinds of special geometric pattern to it, you might say. And it's no mystery at all. It was engineered that way. In other words, the Mystery Hill part of it was engineered in by men who knew what they were doing. And every year, the tourists go there by the thousands to see Mystery Hill, like as if it was always there. And right near Mystery Hill is where they mine limestone. We talked about limestone, and it's shipped out of Marblehead area there by ship. And it has a long conveyor that comes out and drops that limestone into the ships, and away they go. And I don't know when they will have mined all the limestone there at Marblehead. Do they have much left? Yeah, I often wonder that. And then over in Sandusky, of course, they have all these coal cars that we see going north out of Marion, carrying coal. Not so much anymore carrying coal, but they all go to Sandusky and are eventually loaded onto ships. That is something else worth watching. You can drive up there and watch those long extenders come out and grab the coal and put it into the ships. And away the ships go. A lot of them will go to Cleveland or Pittsburgh area, you know, for the iron processing places. But maybe not as much coal that they used to. They might use a lot more natural gas. But a lot of those trains used to go through Marion. Now, here's what I wonder, too. A big question of mine is, we have a lot of garbage trains going through Marion. And sometimes if you're waiting there at a crossing, you will smell something different. And that's because you're watching and smelling cars loaded with garbage. And where do they come from and where are they going? That's, you know, I found out about them. You know, once I asked about all these tank cars that are labeled molten sulfur, I found out a lot of that goes down to southern states, the molten sulfur, that is, and goes into making chemicals of all kinds and making rubber products, and there's no end to it. Sulfur is a mighty well-used mineral that's produced in this country, and it has to be heated before it's used because the tank cars all say molten sulfur. If you're waiting on a crossing, you watch those tankers. They all won't say oil or anything like that. Many of them will say molten sulfur. And then you smell something, and it's a garbage train. Now, can you tell me, well, you'd have to be a railroader to really know, where the garbage is coming from and where is it going? Where is a landfill large enough to take on those trains full of garbage? Oh, my. You ever curious about that? I suppose you wouldn't get curious unless it was in your backyard where they're dumping all these cars. Do they go on down to Kentucky and dump those garbage-laden cars in some hollow out down there? I don't know. If any of you know, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Yes, there are many things out there in the wide open spaces and that I'm curious about, and you should be too. You learn more that way. Okay, the time right now is 11:25, and I'm trying to see here. Name at least three types of grapes that are grown on, say, South Bass Island. Three different varieties. There's more than three, but if you can name three, why, I have no food to give away today. I've got these great big T-shirts, and I've got the insulator for your bottle, no matter what you're drinking. If it's cold, it keeps it cold. If it's hot, it keeps it hot. I think. Okay. 740-383-9944. Or if you have a question, if you're curious about something, give me a buzz and I'll see if I can answer it. 740-383-9944. Are you curious about anything? I know I was curious about the old cigar store and what they're going to be using it for. And I know now it's going to be quite a grocery store, and it will be a store that will serve a lot of the loft people, because there are people living upstairs in a lot of these buildings called lofts, and this will enable them to walk, if they want to walk a little bit, over there to the new grocery store right at Main and Center in downtown Marion. And I doubt if you'll find a grocery store anywhere in Ohio at the major intersection of a city. 740-383-9944. So when will Panda Express open? It looks like they're getting close. They're interviewing employees right now, or potential employees. But is it going to be another week or so before they open? It might be interesting to know. I think you can go to the internet and find out. It seems like I saw where it said maybe a couple of weeks. But I know a lot of people are curious. And now the other day, since I like hot and sour soup so well, my daughter stopped at the Lee Garden and got me a nice container hot and sour. Yes, the hot and sour soup. It's really good, and it's pretty hot. Some of it's hotter than the others. Some of it's, it depends on what restaurant you go to. It can be enough to really burn your mouth almost. It kind of varies. They all have their own formula. Some of it has tofu in it. I like tofu. And, and all kinds of different Chinese vegetables and things. 11:28 and a half is the time. And it's the eighth day of January. My goodness. And it won't be very long, you know. It'll be springtime. What are you planning on planting this spring? I told myself last fall, no more tomatoes. I don't know if I'll plant anything. And because my cucumbers, I harvested, I think, 3 altogether. Because there are no bees out there to speak of. And unless you have bees, you get no pollination for your cucumbers. And I don't know how they would hand pollinate it unless you could take a Q-tip and dab it, you know, where it should. Can anybody tell me how you can artificially? Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And now every day I'll be giving away one ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction, which would take place Saturday, the 15th of February. Okay, and doors will open that day at 4 o'clock, dinner at 5, and an auction follows that. Okay, so every day, and I already gave away today's ticket. And tomorrow we'll give away another ticket. Okay, 11:31's the time. And what else is happening? Anything you're curious about around town that you see happening? We're revitalizing downtown Marion with the remodeling of so many of the storefronts and interiors. But yet you go out east of Marion and one after another of restaurants and retail stores. So how do you pick and choose? Because not all types of clothing and shoes are for sale downtown. Do we have room downtown for a shirt and shoe store? You know, I wonder. But then you've got that big shoe store, Scioto Shoe Mart, out east. But can you buy a pair of shoes downtown? Can you buy a shirt? Can you buy socks? I just wonder. Okay, 743-399-44, 1132 is the time. And name at least three types of grapes grown on South Bass Island. Yeah. Can you name them? Now, there are, that's right. And the name of the president that once took up residence on an island in Lake Erie. Yeah, he lived there. And he was from Ohio. That's a pretty big clue right there. The president from Ohio that owned or lived on a particular island in Lake Erie. Now, who was he? 740s. If I had some food to offer, I'd have calls immediately. But today I've got a couple of large T-shirts that could be used for pajamas if you were small enough. Or if you're large enough, you can just put them on. They're from Jegs. We also have a Jegs can cooler, you might say. It's now, Scott was talking about these yesterday, about a name I had never heard of, what these are called. To me, they're kind of like a rubber insulator, round, and anyhow. 740-339-944. Understand, is the president speaking right now? Maybe that's why I'm not getting any calls. But, you know, we are at crossroads, you might say, in worldwide, or at least the Far East, business. And what would happen if Iran would bomb one of our installations and kill a bunch of our men? A bunch of our soldiers. What would we do? Maybe that's what the president's talking about. But it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of you do have relatives in service. I've got my two grandsons in service. My one grandson services those huge planes, the C-5Ms, and he takes care of the maintenance. And now, he's not been that long out of high school either, but boy, he's just eating this up. He just loves getting into this maintenance and studying electronics and so forth. And he of course is in charge of a lot of the maintenance on these big planes. Now, would he possibly have to go with some of these planes to the Middle East or Far East to keep them serviced, keep them operational? Because they'll be hauling a lot of heavy equipment. And I've got another grandson, of course, that is in the Marines and is a nuclear guard, or his guards at nuclear installations. Okay, 740-339-944. What's new with you? Everybody must be watching the president. And I wish I was. Okay. Can you name three types of grapes grown on South Bass Island or anywhere on any of the islands? There's, oh my goodness, there's all these different, Delaware, Ives, Norton, and Clinton. Those are just a few of them. There's a lot more than that. Can you name three of them? We already got our answer about granite and lava soap, made out of pumice from volcanoes, and there's plenty of pumice in Hawaii. There's pumice all over the place. And Hawaii keeps getting larger. Every time there's a volcano, it pours into the ocean and fills up, a new floor area of the ocean. So a lot of steam comes up and a lot of lava or forms, and really interesting. Okay, and what else? Let me think here. Does anyone know for sure when the Panda Express will open? And then, too, the new Dunkin' place is being constructed. They've got a lot of heavy machinery involved in that, digging out and making a new foundation and putting in utilities, you know, what goes into construction. And they'll be doing a lot of that. And the question still comes up, will there be an entrance and exit out of there too? Or will there only be an entrance with the exit elsewhere in the new Duncan place? I don't know. Because if you did anything, it would also affect Carlisle, right next door. But how would you, if you were going out of any drive along there, it'd be risky to turn left because you'd have to turn against two other lanes of traffic. You know, in Columbus, they have signs up, no left turn. And you've got to turn wherever they say to turn. And that's to keep the traffic flowing smoothly. So you don't suddenly get out and stop all the traffic or get involved in a crash. Okay, and what else is happening? The president is apparently still speaking. If he stops and you'd like to comment on what he said, my lines are always open, 740-383-9944. And don't forget, every day we give away a ticket to the Ridge Hill Lions Club, big Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction. Now, here's what I'm wondering, too. Now, in the class of 1959 Harding High School, a man graduated from there that was very progressive in his thoughts, and he started manufacturing these little race cars they're talking about, you know, scale models of NASCARs. Is he still doing that? Yeah, he, big time. A graduate of Harding High School. And I can't remember his name, but is he still making those cars? 740-339-44. Okay, 11:40 is the time, and tomorrow Scott will be talking more about history, and tomorrow will be Thursday, and he'll be talking about they'll be talking about construction of a courthouse. Oh, that's coming up tomorrow. Yeah, a courthouse, I think our original courthouse was built around 1830, wasn't it? Seems like it was. And then they said, well, that's not big enough. Let's build a new one. And so we have our 1883 courthouse. And the bells in the bell tower there says, I think, 1883. And I've been up where not everyone's ever been, right next to the big iron, you might say, sledgehammer that rings that bell. Woo, boy, when that happens, you know you're alive because you shake all over. Yeah, that bell is rung by this sledgehammer. Man, loud as all get out. And that bell system was originally brought about by a big iron car, you might say, iron card table with a motor, with weights on it. And the weights drove that mechanism, and the clock ran on that. But then one of the weights fell off and went down through the courthouse. So what they did after that, they put a sewing machine motor on it. Little teeny weeny black motor runs that clock in the courthouse. Really, it's quite interesting. And have you ever been up in the courthouse? Boy, you can see for a long way up there. Wow. But to get there is something else. I remember when we were putting up the statue, we had to climb, we had to enter that area through the law library, carry our stuff that way, and then up into the tower. There's no direct ladder that you can climb to go into the bell tower. 740-383-9944. Has anything happened over the weekend that would be interesting? I think we're We're involved in construction now. We're about to finish one project, the Panda Express. And after that, if there's nothing in between, the Duncan place will be being built. And that will be selling donuts, for one thing. Probably donuts and coffee and maybe, I would think, some sandwiches, too. I don't know. But from what I read on the Internet, all the Dunkin's, that will be donuts, it is, sold in Marion, will be made elsewhere and brought to Marion by truck. I'm sure they were made, you know, the evening before and brought fresh to Marion. I think that's, if anybody knows any different, let me know. Okay, 11:43 right now. We'll be breaking here shortly. And name at least three types of grapes grown on South Bass Island. Can you do that? If you can, I'll give you, well, this insulated thing or a Jags T-shirt. Or next tomorrow we'll give away another one of the tickets to the JC's. Are they still around? Ridgedale Lions Club. Are the JC's a thing of the past in Marion? Remember, we had Ed Paulin. He was the state head of the JC's sports department. The JC's had a headquarters down on Executive Drive. But what happened? They've disappeared, haven't they? They used to put on a Heart of Ohio contest, didn't they? Where are the JC's today? Are they gone? Did lack of interest maybe make them disappear? I don't know. If you do know, I've asked so many questions, they ought to be getting an answer.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meske?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. We got about 14 minutes left in the program today. That's 14 minutes for you out there. Can you answer the question, name three grape varieties that are grown at Put-in Bay? I guess you might say, well, how are you expected to know what grape varieties there are up there? But there's three, at least, that are very popular, and one is extremely popular, varieties, that is. And some of the grape juice, before it's fermented, is shipped to another company in Cincinnati, I think. 7403-39944. All right. And East Harbor, have you been to East Harbor State Park lately? It's been many, many years since I was there. I can remember when there was a storm that came up and washed away most of the beach area of East Harbor State Park. At that time, the beach stretched quite a ways out from the shore, and it was thin enough, you know, a lot of people could go swimming. But then we had this terrible storm, and it narrowed East Harbor State Park down into this strip of sand. You remember that? It was a long time ago. I can remember back in the 40s, late 40s, of traveling to East Harbor State Park and using a boat where you would park your car today. That was all water. And you could drive your, run your boat up and down that, and that became a parking lot for cars, for people swimming East Harbor. Have you been up there lately? Have they changed anything up there? How about, have you been to Marblehead? How many of you have been up the lighthouse there at Marblehead? I never have. I must do that sometime. It looks to be so interesting. Now, another thing, where we go into Pennsylvania year after year, the Reading, Pennsylvania area, and Mount Penn is where the famous pagoda is, a big store is called Boscov's, B-O-S-C-O-V-S. Boscov's. Now I see on the internet there was a Boscov's in, I can't remember the name of the town, just over the border in Ohio. And now there's another one in Niles, Ohio. And I don't know where Niles, Ohio is. I've heard of it. Can you tell me where is Niles, Ohio? And that's where the next Boscov's from Reading, Pennsylvania will be built. They're just a good old-fashioned large department store that sells just about everything. And they have, at least four of them around the Reading, Pennsylvania area, and plus here and there elsewhere. But now they've added a new one in Niles, Ohio. Now, can you tell me where Niles, Ohio is? I'd like to know. How far would it be to drive to Niles, Ohio? Oh, my. 7403-39944. I don't think anyone knows where Niles, Ohio is. Oh, yes, we do. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Morning, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to know where Niles, Ohio is?
Yes.
Okay, you were Youngstown is.
Right.
Okay, you know where Warren is?
Yes.
Okay, Niles sits right in that area. You go out of Youngstown, Warren, and Niles is right in that area.
Okay, yes, I've been to Warren. Just outside of Warren is Sharon, Pennsylvania, the world's largest shoe market.
Right.
Yeah.
And Niles sits right in that area around between Youngstown and Warren.
Okay, good enough. Yeah. All right, well, hey, thanks. Hey, have you been watching the president? Oh, okay, he's gone. All right. Anybody else been watching the president? So Niles, Ohio is in the Warren, Ohio area. Know right where that is. Okay, so that's the new Boscov's. And it's on the internet. Different people said, well, why don't you build the Boscov's where I'm at? It's so popular. But and every year they have a tent sale where they have merchandise in a tent outside their building, and it's kind of interesting, a big tent that is, and things priced very reasonable. But 7403-39944. How many of you have ever been to a Boscov's? Yeah, what other? Or a Wawa? You know, Wawa's been making the news. They're a gasoline station. Wawa, and what's the name of the other one that is a little bit different? Oh, they're in Pennsylvania all over the place, and they're also now coming into Ohio. What's the name of that? It's not Wawa. I suppose Wawa will be extending. You know where Wawa is located? The town? Yeah, up in Ontario Province, Canada. It's on the north shore of Lake Ontario. Lake Ontario. Yeah, and Wawa is the town that has a Canada Goose statue, and it's along the road. Great, big, tall Canada Goose. And that's how I remember Wawa. Boy. Oh, yes. 7403-399-44, 1152 and a half already. Time is flying. Yeah, name three varieties of grapes grown on South Bass Island. Apparently no one listening is a grape grower. Now, grape arbors, like, well, President Harding had one. They moved it, I suppose they moved it. It was right outside the back door, a grape arbor. And I think when I went by, I could still, I don't know if I saw it relocated or what. But people used to grow a lot more grapes, and especially during Prohibition, when they could grow grapes and make their own wine. And a lot of people made their own beer. As we look at all the craft beers now that you'll find in Ohio. But it all goes back, way back, to, like I was telling you a few weeks ago, the survivors of this, people that came to this country, survived by drinking beer, or the spirits, because the water was, they had no purification plants. So how would you drink water safely by, if you didn't know what was all in it? And you drank it and you got sick and died. So they drank beer and wine and hard cider everywhere. Wow. 11:54 is the time. So, like on Channel 10.5, they run a story, it runs a couple of hours, on how America survived by drinking beer. It's interesting. Because they drank beer because the water was unclean. It was quite a while, I'm sure, before any municipal water plants were built. Now, I think it would be an interesting thing, too, if Aqua had a public tour of their facilities, just to show the extent of testing that is being done on the water they supply to all of us. There's a lot of work that goes into that to make sure that it is pure enough, that it meets all the standards. Yep. I remember one time, this was years and years ago, they were starting to find something wrong with the water. And so one of the employees, who was a good friend of mine, started walking the little Scioto, and he found the problem. A dead animal lying in a little Scioto was detected clear miles away in the plant where they purify the water, make it clean. So, you know, that's one thing we don't have to worry about today is the water we drink, really. For the most part, we do not have to worry. Our water's not full of lead like Flint, Michigan was, and we got good water. But I think a tour of that would be mighty interesting. Most people have no idea how our water gets to us or how it's purified. But it's quite a process. 11:56 right now. And tomorrow, again, we'll be going over and finding questions for you to award a ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club, Daytona, the Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction, which this would be Saturday, February 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, and then the sale after that. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? 11:57 right now. Boy, we're just about done. It's been kind of a dull program today. Tomorrow, I promise I'll have maybe something more interesting. But let me tell you what types of grapes are grown at Put-in Bay or South Bass Island. Concord, Catawba, Delaware, Ives, Norton, Clinton, and the island where an Ohio president lived was Mouse Island. And Mouse Island is right there where you get aboard the ferry. The Miller Ferry is based right there a few, 100 feet away from Mouse Island. And Rusford B. Hayes once was its occupant. It's 11:58 right now. And let's see what else is happening. and I think Glenn Coble will have something for you today of interest. Since you did hear the president's speech, did you? Okay. Okay. So he'll be here in a couple of minutes on WWGH 107.1. All right. And so Catawba, Delaware, Ives, Norton, and Clinton, the grapes. And they have a lot more varieties of wine and types of grapes that are made up there. Okay. And what else? Glacial Island, Starve Island, Buckeye Island, Isle of St. George, Sugar Island, Strontium. Strontium is Green Island. Strontium was named Green originally. Man, that and a couple of bucks will get you a cup of coffee. It's 11:59 is the time. So stay tuned. Glenn will be coming along shortly after the news and obituaries here on WWGH. The time right now is 11:59. And, we're just about ready to break here. So have a good day today. Keep warm. Remember, it's a little windy. I don't know if it's snowing or what it's doing. No snow right now. Okay. But nice blue skies have been about this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.